This is the SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm Chris. What's up, everybody? I'm Chris. What's up, everybody? I'm Joe.
No, I'm Joe.
What's up, everybody? He's Joe.
So I'm guessing we're recording.
Maybe.
So seriously, from now on, no more chips from you. No more chips.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is episode 78 of the SML Podcast. And I'm using a microphone with a foam bulb on it.
Yep.
So it's like a whole new experience.
A whole new experience.
A whole new thing. With yep. Foam right on my fat lips.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. So we have a guest today, which is kind of weird that after 78 episodes, keeping it in the family as my little sister Mary is here.
Hello.
Is that even loud
hello.
Enough?
Hello. It's on my lips, so I think that's right.
Yeah, you might want to like direct it more like, hi. There you go.
Hi, it's Mary. Hello.
Yeah, something like that.
And she's here because you guys both had a fun weekend while I sat at home all alone.
You did nothing?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I got the hookup, dude. I wouldn't have been able to go if I didn't get the hookup. That's the truth.
It's like that in the Warped Tour.
Yeah, I got the hookup for that too.
You need
I got some connections, man. I didn't really fucking like. Think
you need
about
to start getting like one more pass with these things.
Well, see, it was hard enough. It was hard enough for us to get a plus two for this because normally they only let you do a plus one. But we.
Who else
out
did you have?
Jordan.
Well, it's a plus two, so yeah. That's you plus two.
It wasn't
two.
For me.
Oh.
I was part of the plus two.
Oh, you said you got the hookup, so I thought you were the one. It was you plus two.
No. I got the hookup from someone else who got the hookup. I was the hookup E.
Not the hookupper.
That sounds
correct.
Weird.
No, she
anyway,
understood.
I did.
You guys went to Mayhem.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Mayhem Fest.
Why did you go?
Who
did you want to see?
Well, I was there taking pictures for my school newspaper, The Highlander, at Misericordia.
There can only be one.
Shout out.
Shout out to
the Miz. What up, Miz Papes?
Wow.
To the little baby Catholic school. Yeah, Mayhem Fest. I went last year too, so I'm surprised they actually let me go. But I worked the whole day, so it was pretty cool.
So who all did you take pictures of?
Well, I missed a couple bands because I did some interviews.
Who'd you interview?
I interviewed Danny Warnsnop from Asking Alexandria. That's how he talked. I didn't know they were British.
Danny Warnsnop.
He's a rock bloke.
He might just be doing it to troll the shit out of people.
They all were talking like that, though.
They could all be trolling the shit out of people.
Maybe. Very true.
But I think they're from London, because I couldn't really... I mean...
Asking Alexandria!
Basically, when I was transcribing, gosh, I couldn't understand half of what he said.
Was he saying stuff like wanker?
He was so inappropriate. I don't know if my brother saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, what was it, like, your favorite body part?
And no. I was like, would you rather have tentacles for arms or mermaid fins for legs?
Right,
and why?
That's right.
And he's like, I'd want tentacles for arms because... I can't wait. Hold on. I don't know exactly. It's on Facebook. But because I love my penis. This is my only penis. It is mine. There are many like it, but this is mine, or
okay,
something.
Yeah.
Oh God, it was
something
weird.
Stupid. I was losing it when I read that.
I did not watch any of Asking Alexandria. We were in line for food for all of Trivium and Asking Alexandria's set. That's
Trivium,
how long the line was.
Wow,
Trivium's good though. I like them. Asking Alexandria.
I can't get over his voice.
And they are from North Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. See.
All but.
I couldn't understand. Yeah, the interview is a little weird. But yeah. That was my first one, and he said he was very hungover.
I would imagine.
Nice.
I heard those guys and Suicide Silence have been partying up like crazy the entire tour. So
I heard it's just one big party. And I mean, even after when I was walking back to the car, I saw they were doing like a drum circle thing. I don't know, out in the back by all the tour buses.
Oh, by the buses.
Yeah.
That was probably like the Mushroom Head and like El Nino guys.
I think people from King 810 there too. I don't know. They were good too. Who else did I interview? Texas Hippie Coalition.
Those guys were cool.
They're a bunch of great dudes. They're so nice. Funny. Those guys are neat. And
we were walking down towards those stages just so I could see Wretched, because that was actually one of the main reasons why I went. And as we were walking down that way, I'm listening to this band. I'm like, all right, who's the guy that thinks he's Phil Anselmo? Because he's talking exactly like him. He's acting like him. And I'm just like, all right, what's up with this? And as I'm walking, I'm just like, yeah. And they sound like Down too. But then I started listening to it and I'm like, okay, yeah, I mean, I can get it. I can get behind it. It's good.
I watched Mythbusters.
That's, you know, it's relevant.
Who else? I just was transcribing stuff today.
I'm so lonely.
I spoke to Skinny from Mushroomhead. He was their drummer, like the main drummer in the
Please
back.
Tell me he's fat. Please tell me he's not really fat.
He's not. But he started off with like, I'm not really that skinny. It's just a nickname. I gained some weight. But no, he was really, really nice. Probably my favorite. We spoke for like 16 minutes, which was the longest interview I did all day. And he's like, you want to take a selfie after we finish? So,
dude, those guys are so much fun.
I love them.
They were actually like the first people that we met. Because I got the hookup.
You got the hookup.
I got the hookup. Jordan and I, we were plus twos for a friend of mine that was on the guest list for Korn, because he used to play in a band with Ray Luzier like way, way back in the day. So he essentially, like, he had Ray's contact information, just texted him. He's like, yo, could you put me down for like a plus two? And he was just like, yeah, sure, just come up tomorrow. So we just kind of showed up and got the passes and started walking around. And as soon as we went in, like, We checked out the merch tents. I went over to Wretched. They say Wretched.
I say Wretched.
I think it's Wretched. Yeah. I always just said Wretched. I don't know why. But Wretched. So we went over to the merch tables. Potato, what the fuck?
My cat is stupid.
Like, Jordan, come over here and take a picture like from the top down, because this is a fantastic view, actually. But so we go over.
Do you want to explain the potato?
No, we'll use it as the picture for the, like, cause it's seriously hysterical. But yeah, so Wretched, we go over to the merch tables. Wretched was right next to, Body Count, which was another reason why I went. So we go over to the merch tables. I pick up a t-shirt. I'm talking to the guy that's behind the table, and I come to realize, like, oh, that's the singer, and just kind of like bullshit with him for a little bit. And they were about to head over and get ready for their set. So we wandered around, checked out some of the tents, went back over. They played their set. Their guitar player came out with a morph suit on that looked like Spider-Man, which was fucking hysterical. Like, it's just like they walk out on stage and he's just like getting ready to just like go fucking nuts. And it's just like, yeah, it's Spider-Man.
They posted that on their Instagram, I think I saw.
Yeah. He played the whole set like that. He didn't miss a note. Like, they were fantastic. They were really, really good.
I missed them.
So we checked them out.
Wait. Since he was dressed up as Spider-Man, did they cover the Ramones version of Spider-Man theme?
No.
That's a letdown.
They're way too heavy for that.
Spider-Man!
No, way too heavy for that. But they were fantastic. They were really good. And then immediately after them, Mushroomhead played.
I love them.
And Mushroomhead fucking killed it. They were so good.
My favorite was when he was when Stitch was out on the whale crowd surfing.
Oh, yeah. And then like he fell off the whale, yeah. And then was just like
going.
Still like riding the crowd, essentially. Like, mm-hmm. He was still like on his knees and everybody was just like moving him around.
Oh my god.
It was hysterical. Those guys were very interactive with the crowd, which was really awesome.
Even the photographers.
Yep, like all of them were having a really good time. I'd say out of all of the bands, that was actually the one that I had the most fun with, just because, like, mm-hmm. they were so interactive with everybody. And then afterwards, like,
I like how she was going to say something about how they're interactive with the photographers, and you're just like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to keep talking.
Well, I want to try and get through like all.
Come
stuff
on,
so
Tim.
We're not talking about like
maybe Tim. Let someone else talk. How were they interactive with the photographers?
Okay, Joey. They. Well,
the only time I'll be called Joey on this show.
Joey.
Tommy Church, their guitarist, is super interactive. Even when I shot them in San Bernardino, he like would bend down and like I actually hit him with my lens. That's how close he was to me. It was I was like, oh my god, I just hit him, and he gets like right in your face. I got hit in the head with a beer, and I think he saw it, and he like kind of like came down and got in my face again, probably like a pity gesture,
yeah,
like to get a good picture,
a pity pose.
Because
pity
pose. I did, I got like right hit with it, and I, you know, scream
you
it like
up.
Squirt. Yeah. I was like, oh man, and he came right down. He was my favorite, I think.
He came because where we were, that was the one on our side. He literally
he
came
was in
down
the crowd too. Right?
Yeah, he came down, and like the first thing he did was like he stood up on the barricade, mm-hmm. and we were in front of the barricade off to the side, like where the press was, essentially.
Okay.
Like where all the photographers were.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stands up on the barricade, and then he literally just turns right around, and he's just like looking, like just dead stare at us while he's playing. It's just like, it was cool. Yeah, that was really funny.
They're so cool, though.
But, one of these days, we have to get Jordan a microphone for all the times that she talks to us.
I know, right?
And we're just randomly replying to nothing.
Nothingness. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. That's,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, after they were done, we went backstage because we had all access passes, so we were just kind of wandering around. So we wandered around behind their stage when they were done, and I talked to, which singer was it?
Waylon J-Man.
No, it was the other one.
The third one. Is it the one that has the hand?
The one that has the hands that, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's something
they
like,
are all different.
Yeah, it's he's the clean singer.
Jeffrey Nothing.
Yep, that's it.
I think his last name's Hale
I forget.
Yeah.
But I was talking with him for a while. Got a picture with him. You know, I just kind of mentioned to him, like, I really liked the new album. Like, the fact that they were using three singers. I didn't know if
your
they were going to be
album.
Able to pull it off. But it really works really well mm-hmm. for them. And I'm glad that they're doing stuff because it was the first time that I finally got to see them. And I used to listen to them all the time. So that was the band that I was actually the most excited for. And after that, we kind of wandered around for a little bit. Waited for... Well, yeah, we met up with Ray, and we hung out with Ray for a while.
Oh, okay.
And Brian had Welsh. So essentially, it's just like the Korn guys. We were hanging out with them, and then like the drummer from Avenged was like hanging out with them too. Like there was just like a little like
they were. I saw them.
I saw
them in the press area.
Yeah, yeah. They had to leave for press after they were hanging out with us.
Oh, okay, yeah, because so, I saw them all eating, and because that's where, like, catering was, too. And
yeah.
They were shoving their faces with food, and I was like, hey, there are the Korn people.
Yeah. But before then, they were actually behind
There's
where the second
Korn
stages were.
People.
The Korn people.
The Korn people. The Korn people, because, you know.
So, yeah, so we hung out with Ray and Brian a little bit, and then we saw a little bit of Suicide.
I missed them this time.
Oh, they were actually they were having some technical problems. I think their bass player, like his amp wasn't working properly.
Okay.
So they had to run in the back and then get a back line and then come back up and get everything set up. But they had some technical issues, but they were still doing pretty good.
And I missed Body Count too.
That was your biggest fuck up.
No, I saw them in San Bernardino, so I already got pictures of them.
Yeah, you had to see them this time though.
But
this Body Count was so much fun. Like
they're good.
They were a blast. They were fantastic. Turns out that my buddy that used to play with Ray also knew the bass player for Body Count.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire time he's like looking up on stage, he's like, is that? Yeah, it is. He started like freaking out. So after they were done, we actually like we hung out with them for a little bit. And then I think after that, we just kind of wandered around up until we got in line for food. So we were in line for food.
I would not pay for food there.
During all of Trivium set, their setup, their set, their teardown, Asking Alexandria's setup, so, their whole
so
set.
So like eight.
It was like 2 hours.
It? Yeah, because I think they started at like
after
six or
the
something.
First half hour, why wouldn't you just be like, you know what?
We were too
we'll
famished.
Eat later.
We
I didn't eat all day. I had gummy bear,
we got
like,
there at like noon.
Gummies.
I like how you're saying famished, like you're trying to make it sound important.
It was, dude.
We were quite famished.
Dude, I was ready to pass out.
The
it was
show
bad.
Was quite taxing on my stamina.
It was.
We were
was
quite
bad.
Famished.
But yeah, because so then like...
Alexander.
So after that, we got in our seats to watch Korn. And then as soon as Korn was done, we just went backstage and then just hung out for the rest of the night.
The proposal was pretty cool.
The proposal
that
was
cute.
Funny. It was cool. But yeah, like they were Korn was great. Ray, I have so much more respect for Ray as a performer because I never got to see him play before. Mm-hmm. We saw them at Rock in the Range last year, but we were really far away, so I couldn't really like pay attention to what he was doing. But the seats that we had for this, we were close enough that I could see literally everything that he was doing, and I'm like, that's cool. So yeah, but yeah, like, you know, hanging out with him and chatting with him for a good amount of time. Like we must have talked to him for at least like all encompassingly, probably about like an hour and a half, maybe two.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like he spent a lot of time with us, which was really, really neat. Yeah. But and then the only other thing that I want to comment as far as Mayhem is concerned. There was one thing that always like bothered me when I went to these larger things, especially if they were put on by like Monster or Rockstar or any of that kind of shit. You know how pretty much all of the artists at every given moment is drinking a Rockstar or a Monster.
I saw lots of beer.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
Well, you've
as
seen
you
these
stare
kind
at
of
me.
Like. Have, well, I mean, you've gone I've, to the larger yeah. festivals and stuff like that.
That's this is my
okay.
third
I,
Mayhem.
I haven't because
okay.
I don't get to go to anything
so,
cool.
Almost every single time that I've gone to these kind of festivals, when it's sponsored by an energy drink company, you constantly see all the band members drinking these energy drinks, like all of the time. And I'm like, how are these guys not fucking dead? Like that, like that would just destroy me.
Aren't the cans like Rockstar Energy just water?
It's
they
water.
Are water.
I didn't know that.
Cans of water.
I actually had one. They give them out in the press area, and yeah. I thought they were the energy drinks, and they're like, oh no, we don't actually have bottled water. It's in a can.
Yeah.
It tastes different.
It's weird. It's different. Weird. But like the entire time, like my buddy Brian, who was the one that hooked us up with the tickets, you know, he goes over to this huge thing that has a bunch of these cans, and he's like, oh, you want one? I'm like, no, man, that stuff will kill you. He's like... No, it's just water. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the can, and the can looks exactly the same. It just says purified water on the top yep. of it instead. I'm like, son of a bitch.
All
like,
the energy drinks I saw were in tiny, thin cans.
Those That's were actual energy
had.
Drinks.
Yeah, I
in
had a
catering,
few of them.
Yeah, those mm-hmm. were actual energy drinks.
Those were the only ones I saw the entire time. All I saw the people drinking were water and lots of beer.
Yeah. But when we went over to catering, because towards the end of the night, like the mm-hmm. couch that they were doing their press on,
mm-hmm.
we were just sitting on that, just hanging
out. Just chilling.
Out. Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. I had a good time.
I watched a DVR'd episode of Conan.
How was that?
Lonely.
I definitely think Mayhem was better.
So,
Mayhem
was a good time. Video games.
Yeah. Video games. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
That was our diversion of the week.
It was. I had to talk about it, man. I had such a blast. There were other stories that, you know, that happened, but I don't want to incriminate anybody, so we won't go
Just
there.
Just incriminate yourself.
I may or may not have partaken in an herbal cigarette with the son of someone that was performing there.
I'm calling the cops.
Everybody was smoking, though. And after sets, like Texas Hippie, they said,
oh
come
my God,
back yeah, and smoke weed with us.
Them and Wretched both went like,
and
yo,
like,
come
oh.
find us and smoke with us.
Oh, yeah. I introduced myself to them, and I'm like, my name's Mary. And he's like, Mary Jane.
Yeah, you could tell that they're huge, huge stoners.
Oh,
but,
God.
They're
yes.
so nice.
But yeah, everybody that was really, really cool. But
Frankie, did you meet them at all? Amir?
No, I'm not a huge Amir fan.
He's nice too. And Levi from Mr. May I. He's another one I interviewed.
Yeah.
He's so nice.
Yeah, when it comes to a lot of like the metalcore and deathcore and stuff like that.
They're the sweetest people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, there's a lot of bands that do it, so I tend to gravitate towards the ones that are doing something a little bit more different. So, yeah, and you also might want to hold the microphone up to your face.
I'm not talking right now.
You were.
but I'm not right now.
You're like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here on the podcast.
Cool. Video games. You have a list, Joe. I'm excited.
Yeah, for like, I don't know, you could still chat with us about video games if you want.
But all I play is Animal Crossing.
That's a video game last time I checked.
That is a video game. So tell us about Animal Crossing.
I haven't played in like a month, and I'm sure there are so many weeds in my town.
But you know someone who has been playing, right?
Mama Bove.
Embarrass her on the show.
She hates playing in the dark because of the spiders and tarantulas, and she is the biggest baby.
Tarantulas are spiders.
Oh, and the scorpions, excuse me. The scorpions and tarantulas, because she is scared when they pop out because they make that weird like noise and then attack you. And she refuses to play at night. And if she does, she's
hilarious to watch my mom play Animal Crossing at night.
She jumps. Like, she literally, like, sits on the edge of the seat and is like, don't talk.
I don't want to go over there. I heard it.
Yeah, she's like, I heard it. And it's just like a waterfall, like the waterfall making the noise. But she freaks out because she got attacked, like, one time. And that scarred her.
Well, that was... I'll level with you. A similar thing happened to me with Mortal Kombat 9. When you go into the crypt and you're going in and unlocking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that fucking thing jumps out and just like scares the shit out of you.
What is it that jumps out?
I don't know. It's some sort of like ghoul or something. I fucking died.
It's like those YouTube videos where something like it's a serene car driving in the countryside and then a
boom.
Face pops
up. Dude,
I'm not gonna lie.
I actually like I had a mini heart attack and I just shut the game off. Like I'm just like and I refused.
You might have tinkled a little bit.
I refused to go into the crypt anymore in that game. Period. Period. Like I'm just like I'm not unlocking anything more in this game. And if I do, I'm gonna have someone else do it for me.
Yeah, my mom has me play at night for her.
Dude, no. So I completely understand.
That's actually pretty funny.
Dude, I did not get all of the unlockables for that game just because I wouldn't go into the crypt. Because I legitimately had like a mini heart attack. Like I may have slightly like tinkled a bit. Maybe. I try and block that memory out of my mind.
Oh my
like,
God.
And the worst part about it was I was playing in a completely dark room. It was late at night. I'm starting to like almost doze off, but it was like, no, I want to like spend my tokens and then I'll go to bed. And
no
then this
sleep
shit
for you.
Happens. And then I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. I did not go to bed. I'm like, I can't. There's no way. There's no fucking way.
I wonder if I could find that on YouTube.
It's fucking terrible, man. Like I'll literally have like Vietnam flashbacks if you find it. Like it's I'm
back in Nam, the jump scare on Mortal Kombat.
I teared a little bit. I know I did. I know I was like, oh, like I started like breathing really heavy. Like I just like I had to walk around a little bit. Like I had a mini panic attack.
Hurt.
I'm like, yeah, like it was terrible. I felt cuz like I didn't expect anything like that to happen. I'm like, yeah, Mortal Kombat. Like anything that's going to happen like that is probably going to happen in the actual like game or like or anything like that. Like, and it's not going to be a jump scare. Like I do not do well with jump scares.
Yeah, all. They do.
Oh, that is ugly.
God, fucking terrible, man. Like I was, I'm looking away.
Mortal Kombat 9 Crypt Demon is what we are looking at.
I'm just looking
YouTube
away.
On YouTube. If you want to search for it on the YouTube.
Because the worst part about it is you have to have the volume up too. Because like the sound just fucking just brat, like out of nowhere. And you're like, I cried a little bit.
Turn the volume up. I doubt the mic will pick it up.
It won't. thank fucking God. Like it's so fucking terrible. Like I'm trying to just continue to talk so that I don't hear the sound because I'll seriously like I'll freak the fuck out. Like
Dude,
it's fucking terrible. It's so bad, man.
I really hope the mic picked that up a bit. Well, we were expecting it.
No, I didn't know where it would be.
See, but the thing is like I was going through that entire fucking thing.
And you didn't know it was coming.
I had no idea. I had no clue.
Why did they put that in there?
I don't know, but they're dickheads. Like, fuck, man. Like, there's no reason for that.
Two kids get scared by Mortal Kombat 9 Cryptomonster.
It's, oh my God, man. Like, ugh. It's like, ugh. It's like you see that video of the guy that's like playing the little maze thing, and then the guy like the thing pops up and he punches through the monitor. Like, I almost had the same exact fucking reaction. Like, I was just freaking the fuck out.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
God damn it, man. Like, I just, bringing back like terrible fucking memories. Like,
that's pretty fantastic.
I'm like, yeah. I'm seriously like, I need a minute. Just like,
collect yourself.
Yeah, you can watch these kids get scared by
no,
it.
No, it doesn't make me feel any better because I was there. I know what it feels
like.
You're not
alone.
It was terrible.
You are not alone in this journey.
No, I don't wish it upon anybody. It's fucking awful. It's so bad, man.
The anticipation.
Dude, it's
video game.
I have yet, dude. Like I said, man, I have yet to unlock all the stuff in that game because I refuse to fucking go back in there. I refuse.
Oh, Mortal my Kombat God. Wasn't a scary game.
I didn't think it was gonna be,
now
but
it
became one.
Animal Crossing's not supposed to be scary either, you know. But well,
Fuck. That's why I can't play. I refuse to play fucking like Resident Evil games.
I can't
refuse to
play
like, I just,
Resident
no.
Evil.
I'm not going to play Slender Man because I'll poop.
Speaking of Resident Evil, that could segue into the
first bit of news.
The first Resident Evil is being remade and re-released.
On like almost everything.
Everything non-Nintendo.
Which
is stupid because they're taking the 2002 GameCube remake and upgrading it to Super HD, whatever, blah, blah.
Right.
And porting it onto everything but a
Nintendo
console.
Yeah.
Like, they're putting it on 360 and PS3. Why can't they also throw it on the Wii U?
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
PS4, bullshit. Xbox One, PC.
I was going to say, it's going to be on Steam, too.
Yep. It is going to be on everything except
the
company that
it
came
from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dumb.
Which is dumb. Very, very dumb.
That's dumb.
Also, kind of, I wouldn't say it's a scary game, but Evolve, that 4-on-1 multiplayer shooter with the monster. Yeah, got bumped to February.
How many games have been bumped back this year?
Oh, my God, so many.
Like
Witcher got bumped.
Practically almost every big game got bumped back. Almost every single one of them. There was only a couple of them that released on time.
Battlefield got bumped.
There's so many, dude. Like
Dragon Age got bumped, but it's still coming out this fall.
Well, right, but it still got bumped. Almost everything got fucking bumped, man. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens. Everything is coming out at the same time in the fall, and then everybody freaks out, and everybody delays their game.
And then everything's
coming out in February.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's not only that, but they're also... I feel like the majority of games nowadays are getting just, like, rushed. Like, there's so many games that are getting rushed out.
Probably.
Like, there's no excuse for it.
Something that is kind of getting rushed to announcement. We just found out today that Sleeping Dogs is coming to new gen consoles.
I'm actually really excited for that. That was one of my favorite games in the past couple of years that I've actually played through. Like actually,
yeah. And that was one of my four for February this year.
It was great. I loved it. I loved that game. I thought it was fantastic. I didn't get to play a lot of the DLC, which this definitive edition is going to have all the DLC with which makes it that much better.
I'm wondering if it's going to have all the DLC.
All the important ones, probably.
Because part of the DLC packages were like the top dog packages or something that gave you so much experience.
Oh, yeah, like probably not that stuff, but the content.
Well, it came with like outfits, it came with money, and it came with a lot of experience.
Well, it'll probably just have the outfits.
I remember when I played Sleeping Dogs for the first time, Like, by the time I got to it, all that other DLC had been on sale before, and I'm like, I'll get it. It'll give me a head start when I finally play the game.
Yeah.
For a dollar or whatever it was. When I started the game, I'm like level 8.
Wow.
out of 10.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
everything.
That's high.
And it's like instant achievements.
you boot the game and it's just like bloop, 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 bloop.
Close to it. But yeah, I'm wondering how they're going to handle that DLC.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be the game fully up-res to glorious super HD because HD isn't HD enough.
Apparently.
All the normal DLC that we can imagine, I guess. And $60, which...
I tell you what, the game, if it's done properly, because it actually looked really good to begin with.
It did.
So if they're going to improve any of the graphic quality whatsoever, plus add all this other content, because there was a lot of DLC for that game.
Yeah.
It gets justified in my eyes.
I would have been more on board if it was like 40 or 50. Look at something like Metro, where it's taking both games, Metro 2033 and Last Light,
right,
full HD upgrade, everything else, all the DLC, both games for 50.
Yeah.
Even look at The Last of Us with all the DLC there, the story DLC, that's 50.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you have the Square,
but there's
the Square
so
Enix
much
tax.
More. There's so much more DLC in that game, I feel.
And it's Square Enix.
And it's Square Enix, yeah. I understand.
But that went from not existing when I woke up this morning to coming out in October.
Yeah, that's...
So, October 14th.
I mean, it could have just been something that they've been working on and they just didn't have a date for it. And then they realized, like, oh, we still haven't announced this yet. It's pretty much
not,
done.
It's still not announced. Like, it wasn't announced. It just showed up on Amazon, and Kotaku's like, I wonder if Square's going to announce this, because you could buy it.
Well,
put a pre-order in now. So I put a pre-order in.
There you go. Maybe someone just forgot.
Maybe.
Maybe someone's getting fired.
Like, another game that kind of came out of nowhere, Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Fuck is that? What is that?
New Assassin's Creed game coming this fall.
Fall?
Yes.
For
so
what?
So in a couple months for PS3 and 360.
What?
Since the next Assassin's Creed game is going to be new gen only,
right,
they're making an Assassin's Creed game for old gen as well.
When is it coming out?
Like in a couple months.
What?
Are you just
fucking with me right now?
No, I didn't see much. I saw a trailer of it and... Let me see if I can find the trailer for
that's
you
kind of
to
blowing
watch.
My mind right now, actually. Like, oh, hey, here's this game. It'll come out in like a month or two.
Here, talk while I can search with things with
oh
like
my
two
God,
hands.
Fucking, as soon as I looked at the screen, I saw the guy and I just kind of like shuddered a little. It made me upset.
It's okay.
It's terrible.
You'll be better.
I'm gonna have fucking terrible nightmares
tonight.
You'll
be better before you get married.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be so bad.
You dream of the Crypt Monster. Is that what he's called? Crypt Monster?
Crypt Monster, Crypt yeah. Monster? Fuck that thing, man. Fuck it hard. Ugh. Terrible, terrible.
Alright, let's see. Assassin's Creed Rogue.
So what, like, what's the... Did you see this yet? Did you
yes.
watch? Okay.
I saw the trailer. There's no actual gameplay. It's just...
Of course not.
A video trailer of a dude carrying a gun who happens upon an assassin and then draws the gun and you hear a gunshot. And the guy talks and he's clearly Irish.
Irish?
Oh, yeah. You could tap...
Yeah, I even wrote it on the paper as O-Y-R-U-S-H.
Irish.
Irish.
Oh, I still haven't played the fucking pirate one yet, and I really want to.
He walks up to an assassin, drops a sword.
Oh, the sword was pretty badass looking, though. Oh.
Doesn't matter how history remembers me, because I'm Irish.
Because fire and...
And there's, like, snow and ice.
So are they in Greenland?
I don't know. And then the assassin puts his hand out, and the other dude's like, nope, I got a gun. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Blah, dow.
Something like that.
I follow my own creed. And gunshot. Fade to black. Scene.
That's it?
And scene.
So, like, is it just going to be set in Ireland? Like, what, like...
I don't know. You're seeing what I know. November 11th.
What? What the fuck, man? Like,
like, surprise!
That's so weird.
Yep, out of nowhere.
That's so weird.
Don't they have like 10 of those now?
Assassin's Creed games? Probably.
A fucking shit ton. Like, the only Assassin's Creed game that I actually played was, how was it? Brotherhood. Brotherhood was the only one that I played.
Ass Bros.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. But I'm not going to follow the storyline. Because from what I understand, it's all completely fucked. So,
well, I know that Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, and what was the third game in that trilogy? Revelations.
Revelations.
That's like its own trilogy there.
So I shouldn't have even bothered playing that game?
Yeah, I don't. I haven't played them.
Fuck. I just want to play the pirate one because I want to be a pirate.
I played 4, and 4 was a lot of fun.
That's the pirate one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Black Flag. If they didn't have, did they have any Black Flag in the soundtrack? Because if not, then that's a fucking wasted opportunity.
Do you know how old you are with that joke?
It doesn't matter. It's still relevant.
Not really.
Absolutely.
Not anymore.
Sure is.
It's been a year. There's new Assassin's Creed games coming.
Okay.
The old ones don't matter anymore.
All right. So how about this then? I'll make another slightly punk reference. If they don't use the song Unity from Operation Ivy, if that's not in the soundtrack for the new one.
No, they're using Queen Latifah's UNITY.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That might appeal to the youngsters a little bit more.
So another game that came out of nowhere that even you didn't know about when you came down, good old Broforce.
Yep.
They got their own little, I wouldn't call it a sequel, more like a side story / tie-in with the Expendables.
Which is cool.
Called
I'm cool with
the,
that.
The Expendabros.
Has so, to tie in the bros.
So Broforce pretty much started off as an Expendables kind of...
And now they're actually tying it in. I like it. I dig it.
So
yeah, I didn't know it was free.
Yeah, free on Steam, which actually made me fire up Steam. I didn't play anything.
Of course not.
But
you
I got
had
the
to
game.
Get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so that's... I got Expendabros. Supposedly, from what I hear, it's going to be free until the end of the year, and then the game is gone.
And it just doesn't exist anymore?
Probably just like a limited time tie-in with the movie company. And
interesting.
Yeah.
That's
Expendabros.
Cool. That's a thing, Expendabros.
What other news is going on? Some sales figures have come out.
With
Borderlands 2 has shipped 10 million copies.
Wow.
I can only imagine how many people out of... Well, shipped, it didn't sell, but... How many people bought the Vita version and were sorely let down?
Yeah.
Because, and then DeBurbler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Across all versions and releases so far, 20 million.
20 million sold.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's only going to go up when, later this month, when the new versions come out for...
Ultimate Evil Edition.
For the Bone and the... PS Quattro and the Triple and the
I really want to play. I really want to play the console version just because of like the Nemesis system and all that shit. I think it's going to be really really fun.
Something Diablo like just came out last week.
It's not really that Diablo.
It used to be.
Sure.
Sacred 3 released. As a Sacred game, I am incredibly disappointed. Incredibly, incredibly disappointed. I showed you Sacred 2 earlier before we started recording.
Yeah, it really does not remind me much of Sacred.
Sacred 2, it's a little rough now, but it's a giant open world dungeon crawler. Like, it's not like Diablo 3 where the story is pretty much very linear. It's more like Diablo 2, where it's a big-ass open world.
Well, Diablo 2 was linear as well.
Well, but you could still explore.
You can do that in the expansion.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Shut up.
I'm just trying... But, because I know a little bit more about Diablo, I'm just correcting your... Thanks. That's
all. Because I don't play Diablo.
That's
But Sacred 2, giant open world.
Yep.
Go to dungeons, cities, everything else. Giant world to wander around, murder enemies. Sacred 3 is pretty much the Final Fantasy 13 of dungeon crawlers.
Ugh.
Where it's just, it's Corridor Simulator 2014.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, based as its own game, if you ignore the title of it, it is a fun hack and slash dungeon crawler. It looks like there's a lot of stages. It's not open world. You pretty much just select stages and go in. Some of them are more like arena-based stages where you fight wave after wave of enemies.
Uh-huh.
But as a Sacred game, it's...
It is
a disappointment. Like, there's not even any loot in the game.
That's awful. I'm sorry, but if you're going to have a dungeon crawler and there's no loot, like, that pretty much takes out the reason to play a dungeon crawler.
there's not even, like, equipment to change.
That's really dumb.
You have your set equipment, and as you level up, you can unlock other stuff that you pay gold to upgrade.
That's dumb.
I
don't like it.
I like the game, but not as Sacred 3. I was so hyped for Sacred 3.
Well, you said that there's essentially like a... It wasn't made by the same people that did Sacred 2.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know if they reformed as a new team or if they just stayed in Deep Silver, used a different team for Sacred 3. But I think it's Unbended that they're working on.
Unsacred?
Yeah. I think they were originally going to call it that, but I think it's Unbended and it's going to be a PC game. I don't know if it's going to come to consoles or not. But that's supposed to be like the actual Sacred 3.
Well, we'll see when that actually happens.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a bummer. Hopefully Risen 3, which comes out next week as this airs.
Risen 3?
Yeah.
I don't think I've played any of the Risen games either.
Risen 1 was pretty good. Similar to like Arcania. Fairly open world, third person RPG. Kind of like Oblivion or Skyrim.
So like two worlds?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first Risen was pretty good. The second one went with like a pirate theme. It was ambitious, but it
didn't
wasn't
work out
the
so well.
Best game. Well. People are saying Risen 3 is supposed to be pretty good, so fingers are crossed there.
Cool.
That is August's week 2 of the month of RPGs.
Okay.
Which I just realized that, like, September is also the month of RPGs.
Everybody really wants to play RPGs right
now. NIS America is 4 games in September.
Wow.
4 games.
Huh.
Yeah. They have Fairy Fencer F, R No Surge, Natural Doctrine, and there was one more. Danganronpa 2. For Vita. I think that's how it's pronounced.
I know nothing.
Kyle Gatto would know more. 10 out of 10, blademode.com. It's a lot like 999 in like Virtue's Last Reward.
Okay.
Kind of like the visual novel puzzle.
Oh, okay.
RPG thing.
Understood.
But
got it.
Yeah.
What else you got on your list there? I'm so proud of you, Joe.
Let's see. Rassles.
Wrestling.
We have addressed wrestling on the show previously.
The new collectors, I guess, that they're doing for it?
WWE 2K15 has a collector edition coming out. It's the Hulkamania edition.
Uh-huh. Do you get the bandana?
No, you get, like, those little pop figures.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, what is it, Funko or something?
Yeah.
Makes them. You get a little pop figure of Hulk Hogan.
That's cool.
You get a piece of the ring mat from Hogan's Return.
A piece of the ring mat?
Yeah, they like took the ring mat from the episode of Raw that he came back and cut it up into like 25,000 pieces.
That's weird.
and you get a piece of the ring mat, and you also get a hand-signed picture from Hulk Hogan.
How many of these are they doing?
25,000.
That sucks.
And he has posted pictures. He actually sat down and signed 25,000 pictures.
Jesus Christ.
Arthritis.
Terrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm surprised he still has a hand. 25,000 pictures.
And it's a big deal because, like, conventions and stuff that Hogan goes to.
Yeah, he doesn't sign.
You could drop like $100 for a Hogan signature.
Yeah.
He's not a cheap signature.
No.
Because he's friggin' Hulk Hogan.
Duh.
But the whole package comes with the game. Obviously comes with the pre-order Sting, which is pretty
Sting's
awesome.
Sting's on it?
Sting is in WWE 2K15.
Yo, I might need this game.
Both versions of Sting. Like the early...
The red and the white?
No, not the NWO Sting.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Well, the NWO Sting.
Oh, I know. The one that looked almost like Ultimate Warrior-ish.
Yeah, Surfer Sting.
Oh, okay.
And New Sting.
That's awesome, yeah. Dude. That's fucking
Both
cool.
of them are in there as the pre-order bonus.
That's exciting.
But all of that, $100.
Really?
Yep, $99.99. Including
That's not
the
bad.
Figure, the ring mat, which is collectible itself.
Right.
And a signed Hogan
pick. Signed Hogan pick. Not bad, dude.
I think this one could hold its value, kind of like last year's Undertaker, the Phenom edition.
Yeah, I'm sure that holds.
Because that one had a hand-signed picture from the Undertaker.
Damn.
And the Undertaker, like...
Retired, right?
I don't know. I think so, but people aren't sure.
It
comes down
retired.
To him, I guess. Like,
I think he retired.
People still want to see that Sting-Undertaker match.
That'd probably be the only reason why he would come back.
Maybe.
If they... I mean, let me... All right. We're going to talk a little wrestling.
Wrestles?
Because I really don't know that much about wrestling. But anyway, I think the only reason why Undertaker would probably do something is to come back for Sting.
Maybe.
And if Sting, like, what's going on with that thing? Is Sting actually coming over? Like,
no one knows yet. Like, he has obviously signed a deal with the WWE.
Right, because, I mean, they're putting him out on fucking
he's
a lot
in the
of
game.
Shit.
They're working on a DVD release for him. They're doing action figures of him. They're selling a shirt for him.
Yeah, I see.
But there is, so far, that we've heard no in-ring deal.
That makes no sense.
But they're hopefully going to work on something.
Well,
like,
I was going to say, he was still active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was active with TNA for the longest time.
TNA, right? Yeah.
I think it would be a shame if they got this deal with
and didn't
Sting
use him.
And he never wrestled.
That'd be fucking stupid.
Like, Sting is the last holdout from the WCW days.
Yeah.
Like, the last big holdout who has never stepped in a WWE ring.
I'm telling you right now, if Sting came back, him and Stone Cold are really the last two people that, like, if someone goes, like, yo, like, Sting came over and he's wrestling now. Or if Stone Cold came back, like, that would make me watch wrestling again.
I don't think Austin will ever come back.
I don't think so either. But I'm just saying, he is the only other person that could get me to actually start watching again.
Yeah.
And now that they've actually got, like, his likeness and all that kind of stuff, like, it's possible. I'd like to see it happen.
I think Sting will wrestle eventually.
I hope so. I really, really hope so.
I'd love to see him, like, surprise number 30 in the Royal Rumble.
That'd be fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would love that.
That'd be
so I hope
good.
He does something. Even if it's only like a handful of matches.
Dude, even if it's one match, like, I'll make sure I watch that one match.
As for Austin, I don't think he's ever going to come back. I think the one chance that we had for an Austin comeback match, one final match, would have been with CM Punk.
CM Punk.
And
yeah.
Punk is gone.
Punk's, yeah. I actually saw, like, he was at some sort of, I think it was at the AP Awards or something like that.
Yeah, he was funny at that, too.
He was on the red carpet.
Are you guys tired of me yet?
He's like, he's doing this interview. I forget who he was doing the interview with. But
everyone.
Then, this specific one that I watched, though. This guy at the end of it, he was like, would we ever see you back in, like, he's like, absolutely not. He's like, I'll never go back. He's like, he literally even, he's like, I will never go back.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. And he even said, like, afterwards, he was like, oh, now I'm going to have a bunch of people, giving me shit because I said, I'll never go back. But, yeah, I'll never go back.
Oh, so. I saw he wasn't like angrily like, I'll never go back.
No, so he was just like,
would you ever go back? He's like, never, 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 never.
Yeah.
Never, never, never.
Yeah,
like he was just, obviously doing it as a joke.
Yeah. He's like, I'll never go back.
I really don't think he'll be back.
I don't think so either. I mean, honestly, like, good for him, though. You know, stick to your guns, man.
I think Paul Heyman did an interview or something, or someone close with Punk said that if Punk goes back to wrestling, he'll view himself as a failure.
Probably.
Like, he doesn't want to go to Japan. He doesn't want to do Ring of Honor or the Indies.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to be done wrestling.
I think we'll see. And the other thing is, too, is he can essentially do what Stone Cold's doing now. He's already made himself a persona. So now he can still be his persona, but with other shit.
And the best part is, Punk still owns his name.
Yep.
He never sold it.
He never sold
WWE.
It. Yep.
Which is the smartest thing.
Yep. So he's still CM Punk, and he can still, you know, go around as CM Punk. So whatever else he does, it doesn't matter.
And he's doing a lot of work with Nerdist, like Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yep. He's doing a lot of stuff with them. Comic-Con, he did a live podcast with them. He did a bunch of video segments. He's done Talking Dead before.
Yeah.
He said that he still wants to do At Midnight.
Dude, if CM Punk did At Midnight, that'd probably be my favorite episode.
He was supposed to before his walkout with the WWE.
Hmm.
It was going to be him, The Miz, and then they were looking for one more.
Well, I mean, now the problem would be, like, they would just have to put him on with, like, other people.
Yeah.
Because obviously you wouldn't be able to bring the other wrestlers in.
Yeah.
Unless it was like him, Stone Cold.
I think Mick Foley would be great.
Yeah, and Mick Foley. Like, that would be it. That would be the greatest At Midnight cast ever, actually.
My only issue, like, I'm happy that Punk is retired and happy. My one issue is that us as fans, we never got closure.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Punk was probably one of the only other people that I was genuinely interested in when it came to wrestling, but they shafted him so many fucking times that I'm just like, yeah, I nope.
And the final memory that wrestling fans are going to have of Punk is the Royal Rumble, where he made it to the final four, and he was supposed to win it.
Yeah.
But he got pushed out of the way by Batista.
Like, bullshit.
It came out that apparently he was supposed to win and he was supposed to headline WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Batista came back, they gave him the spot.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
But
that's why I don't watch wrestling.
Oh, well.
Goddamn wrestles.
So I know you've talked about wanting an X-Bone in the past.
I have.
You're going to have two different opportunities this fall.
There's collector's editions, isn't there?
Special bundles coming out.
Yep.
Later this month, we're going to have a Madden bundle.
Man.
Which I know you're big into Madden.
You know me, Joe.
Well, this is news. I'm reporting news.
No, that's fine.
Mary's going to buy the Madden bundle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
you were over there.
It's like, what, that first or second, third episode where Tim had the one girl there? And then
Margaret.
And she
was
talked
Margaret?
For like, the, yeah, I think so. She talked for like the first 10 minutes and then nothing else.
It was Margaret. I play Minecraft with her.
Things.
Actually.
I don't do the video game thing.
No, you could get
an
Xbox
Wii.
One.
I have a 3DS and that's about it. Boom.
Wii U.
Have you played Bravely Default?
I play 3DS? Animal Crossing.
You should check out Bravely Default. They have a free demo. Chris could tell you all about it.
And I have.
I can tell you about how many times I've seen it in the store and just passed right over it. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that demo that I should download. Click.
Christmas is coming up.
You had like 6 months.
So, I don't know.
I'll be 22. My birthday, Christmas.
Oh, yeah, let me just drop an extra $400 for you.
No, if anything, just get a Wii U so you could play, play Mario Kart for this.
Which is getting an update.
Yeah, Mario Kart. I get to drive a fucking.
We'll go back to the Xbox
SUV.
I don't even buy games. I got my Wii for free. Some creepy dude bought it for me.
Some creepy dude.
Literally, but I accepted it and I said, "Well, thank you. I will take it and play it."
Some creepy dude.
Yeah, I don't buy games.
That's hysterical.
Please tell us about this creepy dude who just randomly gave you a Wii.
He used to
Yo,
like
give me.
Me
his number.
He used to like me. And if I ever am sad, he's like, do you want me to buy you things? And I'm like, no, that's okay. He's like, do you want a Wii? Because I told him ours was stolen in the robbery the one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't play anymore. I really want to play Animal Crossing. He's like, okay, what's your address? I'm sending you one.
What?
Yeah.
I like how mom's house was robbed twice. The first time they took the 360 we gave you, and the second time they took your Wii.
No. The first time they took both of them.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The second time they didn't even touch it. I don't know why. I would take it.
Was it a Wii?
Yeah.
It was just the Wii. Yeah, the Wiis aren't really worth anything.
I give you $20.
$50?
Nope. No, dude, honestly, they sell for like $60 used. So Wiis aren't worth shit anymore.
Yeah, if you were to sell to GameStop, you'd probably get $10.
Oh, wow.
If Maybe. They take
Oh, there's another bit of GameStop news as well.
Well, we'll get back to that.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't see your list, so I don't know what's on there.
GameStop trades revamped on the list.
Okay. All right.
But we'll just go back in order of what we were. The Xbox Madden bundles coming out this month.
Another one?
$400. So it's the
Connectless.
Connectless. It's pretty much you're getting a free copy of Madden.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then later on this fall, there's going to be a white Xbox One bundle with Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, that's the one I need.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, man.
Do you know how tempted I am to get a white one?
That's racist, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Look, everything just, it's all the same over there. I miss the days
when
consoles
so nice.
Came in different colors.
Joe, if you do that, let me know, because maybe I can poop out like however much to get that one.
You still got to poop out MagFest money.
I know.
And
I don't
Wii
know how
U
the
money.
Fuck I'm gonna do that. Technically, the Wii money's her. Technically,
look at you pushing off the blame.
But technically,
I miss having my red PS3.
That thing did look awesome.
I know. I liked having. Like,
why'd
even
you get rid of it?
Because it broke. It's a Sony product.
Wah, wah.
Shout out to Sony.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Sony.
Just attacked me.
Good. You deserved it. Good job, Potato.
Thanks, Potato.
But I miss the days of like consoles coming in different colors, like a see-through blue N64.
No, the N64 that was with the Pikachu
the
poking
Pikachu
out
one?
Of the fucking top of it. Yeah.
Wait, what did you have that was orange?
My Game Boy Advance SP.
Do you still have that? Is that here still?
Yeah.
An orange Game Boy Advance SP?
Yeah, I remember that.
That probably looks
awesome.
Wasn't
it a Pokemon one?
Yeah, it's behind that Cars 2 light up thing.
I can't see it then.
You can stand up, you know, I'm kind of tethered here.
No, I know, I could look at it if I wanted to. I didn't know if you had it still or not.
I'm sure Chris would like to see it.
I don't have to see it right now.
Well, no, I'm getting up.
Well, she doesn't talk on the show anyway, so whatever.
That's true.
But I do miss the days of different colored, yeah, the Cars thing is separate because the movies are in there.
Understood.
I don't care.
No, I could see it from here.
It's Torchic orange.
That's
it's
awesome.
Orange with a little emblem of Torchic the Pokemon.
Right? Tell me that's not the sketchiest thing in the fucking world.
I
man.
Know. I didn't think it would be so wobbly over there. It was fine over on this wall. The DVD rack is like the wobbliest thing in the world.
You should anchor it to the wall.
We can't drill holes in the wall here.
You should just sticky tack
glue
it.
See, get just, command
just
stretch.
Just get like a fucking like a duct tape roll of like 3M double sided
no,
sticky tack stuff.
They make Velcro command the Velcro command strips. They work really well.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll stick it to the wall.
You could do it.
Maybe.
And it won't fall over on you in the middle of the night or
See,
your cats.
I don't have a problem with it because I'm not brute force trying to shove things
on
the shelf.
Like, what if your beautiful potato runs into it and it just falls and
she deserves it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see, we moved on to Mario Kart, which has an
DLC
update coming out later this month, including the as you headbutt the mic stand.
I like hit my nose with it.
You nose butt it. It's going to have the BMW or no, the Mercedes DLC cars.
Yep.
As well as some actual game updates. They're going to put the map on the screen, like on the TV instead of just on the gamepad. And
you can turn that off, right?
I'm sure you can.
I would assume.
It's your option.
Right.
And they're finally going to change the menu after the race from instead of view replay being the first option, next race will finally be the first option.
Thank fucking God.
How it should have been from the start.
Thank God.
Other Mario Kart news, Super Mario Kart is out now for the Wii U Virtual Console.
$1.50.
Nope, it's only $1.50 if you owned it on the Wii.
Oh.
That's the discounts. Yeah, if you owned something on the Wii and you transferred all your games over to the Wii U, NES games upgrade for $1 and Super Nintendo for $1.50.
Got it.
Otherwise, the game is $7.99.
Got it. Understood.
Which isn't bad for a game.
Nope.
No, especially when you could play it on the gamepad.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty awesome.
And then you were going to mention GameStop, so would you like to talk about that former GameStop employee?
There was two things. There was one specifically in Philadelphia where at the store, they're actually making it a requirement that trading in your games, you have to also scan your fingerprints.
Yep.
So I guess I don't know.
I don't want to sound racist, but that's a good idea in Philly.
I think that's
it has
a good
nothing
idea
to do with
everywhere.
Race. It just has to do with their crime.
Yeah.
Crime is not, you know, specific to one race.
In Philly.
Let's be honest. It's a lot of different people.
True.
It's a lot of different people.
True.
But yeah, so they're making it so that I guess it's just because there's so much stuff that gets like stolen and then tried to trade it in.
Yeah, you have to submit your fingerprints before you can trade anything.
Before you could trade it in, which is, I mean, it's weird. It's fucked up.
It's a good idea.
But, I mean, yeah, like, what else can you really do? I mean, how else would you think to really crack down on those kind of problems?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in areas where it is a huge issue, I mean, you got to do something about it.
I think it'd be cool. Like, I don't know how they're dealing with like the fingerprints if they just have them on record there or if they get pre-checked. I think it'd be cool if they fingerprint them and if it's like, this guy's been arrested for theft 14 times, they're like, no, we're not taking your trades.
Well, the other thing is too, is like there's the system that they use for it. I believe it's cross-referenced with the police database.
You're cross-referenced with the police database.
Sometimes. But yeah, I know it's not something like they're not, they already went on record saying like they're not using any of the information to try and like, you know, use it for any kind of advertisements or soliciting or any kind of shit like that. It's simply just a precaution to try and deter. That's what I was looking for. Deter people that are trying to get rid of stolen merchandise and shit like that. So I completely understand it. It's a weird thing. But, you know, actions must be taken. And then the other thing is they're revamping their trading program. So I guess apparently it's going to be they're trying to do more of a percentage per your trades all the time as opposed to like when they have those promotions where it's like
getting extra 30 or extra 40.
Right. It's just going to be like a baseline, like they're going to up the overall percentage for every other
kind
of thing.
And the funniest part is the fact that they're giving out coupons for an extra 50% at the end of the month.
Right. It's like, hey, we're going to do this, but right before we do, let's do this first.
Well, apparently the increased prices are going to happen before that extra 50%.
Really?
So I don't know, but
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Not at all. It's like a mixed message of, yeah, we're going to stop the whole bonus trade crap
right
and
after
then we're
we
gonna
do
bonus
trade crap. So I don't know,
but
we'll see what happens with that.
I don't know how it's going to be in the long run because I know when
I know they're still doing the extra percentage for your like pro rewards or platinum.
Yeah, you still get the extra 10% there.
Right. And then even same thing with like their prices of used games. I think from what I understood, they were going to try and compensate the price of some of the used games to reflect that as well to try and boost sales a little bit more.
I would hope so. The fact that you could sell them a game for $20 and they'll sell it for $54.99 is garbage.
Yep. Yeah.
That's one of the things that they'll have to change if they want to win back customers who've given up on them.
Dude, there's so many people that like, I mean, and I worked for them. Like I don't shop at a GameStop ever. I go to like mom and pop stores.
See, I don't have a problem shopping at GameStop when A, they have exclusive stuff that I want, like DLC pre-order bonuses, stuff like that. Or getting older games where the prices aren't garbage.
Well, and it depends though, because honestly, like if you find, I mean, don't get me wrong, like down here, you're pretty much fucked because there's that one guy on the main street in Bloomsburg and his prices are terrible.
Yeah.
Like his prices are worse than GameStop.
Yeah.
Which that doesn't happen too often.
True.
Where I'm at, I've got the video game store on like South Main.
Yep.
And their prices are fantastic.
You have the game station.
Yep.
You have that 1UP Games. You have...
Yeah, dude, the guy at 1UP Games, get this. So last weekend, I had a gig that was like earlier on in the day. Normally, my Fridays and Saturdays are fucked. This guy does tournaments on Fridays where anybody that comes down, you put like $5 in, you play a tournament. It's double elimination of whatever game that they pick.
Mm-hmm.
They put it out on a projector on the outside, like on the garage door of the building next to them.
Nice.
And if you win, he takes half of all of the money that was put in for all of the like all the entry fees.
Uh-huh.
He takes half of that. You get all of that back to use in the store however you want.
Nice.
Which is fucking awesome. Like it's cool. The guy doesn't have a huge selection, but that's also because he has a very small store. He does have an inbox Earthbound.
Yeah, didn't you say that was like his own personal item that wasn't for sale, though?
Oh, it's for sale.
Oh.
It's for sale.
I thought you said that was like his own personal
item. No, he has one of his own, but he also has one that he's selling.
I don't need to buy it because I have mine.
Yeah, you have yours.
Is that like rare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horribly
yeah. a boxed version of Earthbound. And I'm not entirely sure on this, but his might be sealed.
That'd be crazy.
It might be sealed.
That would be pretty crazy.
But he does have a copy of it with the box and the manual and all that shit, like in great condition for sale.
Do you know what he's asking?
I have no clue. I have no idea. But the guy's very reasonable. Like he knows his shit. And, you know, he's a really nice guy. I've chatted with him because I could walk from my house there and it takes me, he's only like 2 blocks away.
Is that place we went with like the movies?
I've never been there. I really need to get there sometime.
It's a really small place. Like there's really not much going on in there, but he's a nice guy. So if there are any, if there's anything that he has that that I'm interested in, then I'll pick it up from him. But like his selection isn't, wonderful.
Let's see. Earthbound Super Nintendo complete game. Buy it now. Sold for $559.
Yeah. So $500? Yes.
Yeah. $559. Cartridge only $145.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Just the cartridge.
Yeah.
That's like a system though.
Complete
$529. Yep.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty banana.
Wait, and you have one?
Yeah.
Right over there. Thank you, Ashley. She's sleeping.
It's right above Jordan's head, actually.
Yeah.
Earthbound Super Nintendo.
I'm looking.
It's right next to the one with the gold eagles.
Gold eagles.
Down.
Left.
Oh, right okay. There. I see. There
you
it. Go. Oh, I'm pointing.
Okay. There you go.
There we go.
No, I'm pointing right at it.
Let's play I Spy in Joe's room.
No.
Good luck.
It's the worst game ever.
That took me that long to find that.
I Spy with my... You don't even have to like use clues. It's like, I Spy with My Little Eye, Dirt 2. Find it.
Found it.
I'd look all
And actually, there. That doesn't have the game in it.
It doesn't matter. I saw the case.
That's my shelf of stuff to eventually try to get back.
Yeah. You kept the cases for it.
Yeah. Hey, when I trade stuff into GameStop, I don't know if I ever rebuy it if I'll get a case back.
It's true. Not to mention the fact that it's not like they give you any more or less for not having the case. So
I'll get the same amount for just a disc as I will for like trading in complete inbox with everything. DLC unused, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Because GameStop is stupid.
Correct. Anywho.
Yeah, I wish I had better game store selections down here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean,
that's most, what I would love about moving back to Wilkes-Barre.
I tell you what, man. Stores. There's so many places. Even Musical Energy reopened in a huge fucking place. I think they've got some stuff now.
What was that last one?
Musical Energy.
I have no idea what that is.
They used to be. They used to be down by 570 Tattooing on North Main Street. Now they actually moved into where that huge Gallery of Sound was, right next to the video game store. So, I mean, they're mostly music memorabilia and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure when I went in there a couple times, they had, like, some gaming stuff. So.
I miss when there used to be, like, 12 Gallery of Sound stores.
Yeah, now there's
like,
one.
Two. Hazleton and...
Yeah, Hazleton and Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
There used to be one in, what, Edwardsville? Kingston. What's
that? One might still be there.
No, I didn't know.
Is it?
That's
is it gone?
The one we went for, like, meet and greets, and it's not there anymore.
Yeah, the one in Edwardsville. There used to be four in Wilkes-Barre. The mall, the annex.
There was one in the mall?
The one in the mall used to be all the way down by, what was that?
By the bookstore.
Was that when I was a little kid?
Yeah, when the bookstore was still there, and it wasn't
a freaking shoe store.
Remember what bookstores were, kids?
Yeah, right?
I loved that bookstore.
There are these stores that have books in them. Oh, wait, do you remember what books are, kids? It's those things you get on your Kindle, but they were made out of paper.
Yeah. As Jordan reads her Kindle.
I don't like those. I need a book. I like flipping
pages. That one, that specific one, I got that one specifically because it's more like a book.
Oh, it has like the weird page thing or whatever.
Like the liquid paper display. Mm-hmm. I like those. Those are cool.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's great about that one in particularly, too, is because you can also adjust the brightness of the screen, but it doesn't change. Like, it doesn't look like
a light.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a light. It just looks like lighter paper.
Like paper white screen.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. I love those screens. You can never, like, I saw them in stores. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty cool looking display screen. Oh, my God. That's not a display screen.
No, it's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it blows my mind.
It looked fake.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm glad I got it for you.
I think the last big thing of news that we could talk about is the Nintendo Direct that happened a couple days ago for Hyrule Warriors.
Oh my God.
I'll be honest.
Looks like I'm hype.
I was interested in the game, but it was never like really at the top of my radar. Oh, it was one of those things that, yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm definitely going to get this because I like Zelda and I like Dynasty Warriors. But I really don't need to pay attention to it because I know it's going to be good and I know I'm going to get it. And then I saw the Nintendo Direct and I'm like, oh my God, I need it.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking...
It looks insane. The roster is insane.
Already.
And they just announced... Ganon is playable.
Playable Ganon. Dude, I'm going to be like...
Even better, Club Nintendo members get exclusive costume DLC for Ganon.
Really?
Yeah, if you register your code.
Get out. That's awesome.
The soundtrack sounded insane.
Dude, I'm...
Like all these Metal Zelda mixes.
I know, dude. I'm so excited.
So good.
Yeah, that game's going to be fun as fuck.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that.
I actually played a little bit of Smash yesterday or the day before to get pumped for the new one. I'm not going to lie.
I'm hoping America is getting the collector's edition of Hyrule Warriors. I doubt it because Nintendo of America hates us. Europe is.
So are you going to import it?
No, because Wii U is not region free. Because Nintendo hates us.
That's cool.
But the European one comes with like this giant Zelda scarf.
That's kind of cool.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Nintendo store up in New York. I'll get it, and they'll get like four copies.
Yeah,
like the Mario Kart bundle they got with the shell statue,
and that dickhead with the power glove will be. We'll get
Sean Faze. I hate him. Yeah. What a dork. He's playing at 8.5 too.
Is he?
Yeah. His band Temp Sound Solutions.
It's okay. I'm not gonna watch them.
I'll say his band is a lot better as a live band as opposed to when he used to just play guitar. Over backing tracks.
Yeah.
Like chiptune backtracks. But
yeah.
It's good music at least. He's a dick, but his music is good.
Well, you know, whatever.
But yeah, Hyrule Warriors gonna be insane. That has immediately shot up my list of games to pay attention to.
Yeah. Say the least.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that game. Very, very excited for that game.
Yeah. But since that's not out to play, what have you been playing?
I actually played... I played a couple games on the Wii. I played the Wii version of Punch-Out from start to finish, and that was a lot of fun.
The new one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I dug it. That was actually the first Punch-Out game I ever played.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool, though. I liked it, because it was just more like a, you know, hand-eye coordination, reaction-y kind of thing.
Yeah. You need to play the other two.
Apparently.
Punch-Out for the NES and Super Punch-Out for the Super NES.
I'll work my way backwards. I'll be weird. I did the Wii one, so now I'll do the Super Nintendo one, and nice. Then I'll do the Nintendo one.
Most of the characters from the Wii game are from the first game.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's I think two that came from the Super Nintendo one.
Yeah, some of the characters were
Bear Huggers in the Wii one, right?
Yes.
I should cosplay as him one time.
You should actually. Yeah, Bear Hugger. Yeah, he was in the minor
overalls.
Circuit. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah,
I think my favorite one was it Soda Popinski?
Yeah,
that guy was funny. That guy was an asshole though, because every single time you knock him out, he would just take a drink of soda, and then it was just like boom, full health, and he's up.
Do you know what his original name was in the arcade Punch Out?
What?
Vodka Drunkinski.
It should have been that. It should have stayed that.
NES censorship.
Right.
Yeah, they changed it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Soda pump and there, it.
Here's a little fun. How far did you get through Punch-Out? Like, did you...
I beat it.
Completely beat it? Did you get the hidden character?
Which hidden character?
You would know him if you fought him.
Is it Mike?
No.
No? Well, then I didn't get him.
Donkey Kong.
You have to fight Donkey Kong?
He's in the Wii Punch-Out game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's not in any of the other games.
I would assume he wouldn't.
He was
be,
in the original release of Punch-Out on the NES, but right. Even after the whole like assault charges...
they're like, yeah, we don't want to...
Like, yeah, we're putting Mr. Dream in instead.
What, Sandman?
No, Mr. Dream.
Oh. Well, I think Sandman was like the...
Yeah, probably the main guy.
The main guy for the Wii one.
Yeah, you got to keep going until you find Donkey Kong.
All right, I'll have to play it again this week.
And there's even a cheat in Punch-Out on the Wii.
Up, up, down, down, down.
No. If you lose 50 fights, you get a helmet.
A helmet?
Yeah, you wear protective headgear in all the rest of your fights.
Huh.
Which drastically reduces the damage you take.
Oh, really? Huh. Maybe I should just do that.
So
then.
Start a new game, lose 50 fights, get the helmet, the headgear.
And then just roll through it.
Pretty much.
Huh. Well, I mean, I think I only have 3 or 4 losses.
Nice.
I think.
So what else have you been playing?
Well, I played that. I played this game on PC called Unturned. It's free to play.
Is it Unchained by Van Halen?
I love that song, actually. It's one of my favorite Van Halen songs. Yeah, Unturned. It's like a Minecraft-esque survival zombie game. It was cool. I mean, like, I wasted some time with it. It was free, so why
Minecraft
not?
With zombies?
Yeah, well, there's zombies in Minecraft, but, I mean, like, a more realistic, like, you know, I don't know, like, it's kind of Rust... DayZ-esque kind of thing. But it was fun. I mean, like, a couple buddies of mine hopped on Skype and we all played together, and it was, you know, it was a good time waster. It was fun.
Skype.
No surprise to me playing Diablo, but
what?
Yeah. But I made the official decision that I'm no longer playing softcore at all.
It's still weird when you say it that way.
I'm only playing hardcore from now on out.
So you're not playing normal.
Playing hardcore.
Okay. It's just when you call it softcore, it sounds really weird.
Well, but that's what it is.
It's normal. Normal and hardcore.
Yeah, but that's not what... See, like, that's not what it was called.
Is there dry humping in it?
Maybe.
If there's no dry humping, it's not.
Yeah, if you're a leap quake, Barb, you're just jumping around all over the fucking place and just. I mean, yeah, you're probably humping something.
Nice. So what else?
What else was I playing? I played some Kirby because I never actually beat Kirby's Adventure. So I got, I think I'm on like the fourth or fifth world or something like that in Kirby. I don't know. I got bored and I just really wanted to play like an older game. So I started playing that.
Nice.
What else did I play? There was something else that I forget the name of the game. It was something that was suggested to me by a buddy of mine. It's an MMO built on PC. It's free to play. But they actually recommend using a fight stick. So it's like a 2D beat 'em up kind of thing, but it's an MMO.
Weird.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you know, you have your toolbar. You could play it with a mouse and keyboard if you want.
Yeah.
Or you could use a regular controller. But they even say like suggested is a fight stick. So it's very like arcadey beat 'em up. Like extremely arcadey beat 'em up, like almost like a Double Dragon esque kind of thing.
Yeah.
But an MMO.
Weird.
It was cool. It was fun. It was different. I mean, like it. But the thing is like, you know, your special attacks that you would have, they're combination button presses. So like, you know, if you've got like right up, like right up special attack, or like right down special, like that kind of, like that's how you do your special moves and your abilities, as opposed to just like hitting this button or hitting that button.
That's
like
pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was different. Like a buddy of mine like plays the shit out of it. I only played it for a little while because it's like it is insanely JRPG visually. Like it looks like a JRPG but like darker. So like if you were to take like, I don't know, like what's a good like example? I don't know.
You're going to strain yourself thinking of an RPG.
A JRPG, more specifically. But take like a JRPG and like mix it with like a Diablo-esque kind of visual appeal.
Probably Shadow Hearts.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're nodding your head when you hear RPG names.
Anything RPG related, I'm just like, yeah, that.
Shadow Hearts. Yeah, whatever that is. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, you could be mentioning something that looks like fucking VVVVV, and I wouldn't even know. But yeah, I mean, it was different. It was fun. It was cool. I know it has something to do with blood. Blood something was the name of it. I don't even know. But I played that for a little bit. What else did I play? Hearthstone. My usuals. Hearthstone, Counter-Strike, Diablo. What the fuck else? I know I played something else on the Wii for a little while. No, it wasn't. No, it's more like anime-ish. I'll have to try and like look it up and then send it over to you or whatever. Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head other than those that I've been playing.
Mary, what have you been playing?
Well, I'm still here.
Animal Crossing.
Literally, like, I don't play games.
All right, good chat.
I'm too busy with photography and sitting around watching Law and Order to play video games.
Okay. Law and Order SVU?
SVU.
Funny. I might know a guy.
That's why I was so excited to see them.
You should have.
To be honest. I did.
He's my favorite actor. Rapping for some reason.
I saw them in California, so at the first stop.
So why good. Is Finn saying bad words?
Do you know what?
Finn.
I didn't know that he did stuff before, because I just knew him from Law and Order.
Well, there you go.
But then I was like, oh, body count. So I looked into them, but I didn't listen to anything. And he started singing, and I was like, oh, he's cursing and saying bad things.
Oh, yeah.
You're a cop. You can't say that.
You do realize that, like, when the first album came out of theirs, put out a song that was Cop Killer.
Yeah. No, I read, and he was, like, the first rapper to get the parental label or whatever.
Yeah.
I know now, but I didn't know then.
Cop Killer.
Cop Killer.
And they played it, and I had a blast. And the funny thing was, there was fucking, like, three police officers standing right in front of us, like, watching the
concert. Awkward, right?
Yeah, and he dedicated the song to them. It was fantastic. Oh, man, it was great.
Fantastic. God.
Yeah. Yeah, and then even more awkward, the cops took pictures with him afterwards.
Let's take a selfie. I might kill you later, though.
It was hysterical. There's only so long you could play a cop on TV before you got it. Like, oh, my God, it was so good. Oh, yeah, Ice-T. So
that's all I do is watch him. Ice Marrow.
Little Ice.
That isn't that his name, right?
What?
Ice Marrow.
Ice Marrow.
Isn't that his son, right?
Lil T. Lil Ice. I couldn't remember if it was Little T or Little Ice. Is it Little Ice?
How cute. Yeah.
He was cool. He was fun. Yeah, he's like my age. We hung out backstage.
Seriously, we got to get her a mic.
I know, we will. He owns a dispensary in California. He invited us out to.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, you guys are ever in California, let me know. Okay.
Hook you up,
don't
right?
Twist my arm. Yeah, it's
how
cool.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wait, did you meet Ice-T?
No, we just hung out with his son. Jordan's like, he brushed my arm.
You were breathing his air.
Yeah, basically. No, we hung out with like pretty much all of the rest of his band.
Smoke. Except him.
Except him.
I was going to interview the band, and then I saw that he wouldn't be doing it, and I was like,
all the band members were really, really chill.
I know, and I felt so sad because I wanted to interview him, but...
He honestly, out of all the people at Mayhem, he was probably getting the most attention.
He was.
Yeah.
And he's not even a main stage.
Yeah. People were losing their shit over him. Like, it was ridiculous.
Body Count performed on those AP awards.
Body Count did a song. Let's bring it back to video games. Body Count did a song for Gears of War.
Yeah. Gears of War 3.
Body yep.
Because Ice-T was a character in the game.
Yep. Yep. Body Count. Gears of War. The funny thing is that song's actually on Spotify if you want to listen to
nice.
It. It randomly like came up in my playlist, and I forgot that it was there, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's what that is. Got it. Understood. So what have you been playing, Joe?
I have been playing a bunch of stuff. Obviously, Sacred 3, which has been kind of a letdown.
But you're playing it anyway.
It's still a fun game. It's just not Sacred. It has been Games with Gold and PlayStation Plus week.
Okay.
So I have an abundance of games to play there. Also, the PlayStation Play program is going on. And yesterday, new release was The Swapper.
I have no idea what that is.
It's kind of like a space puzzle clone game.
Okay.
It was on PC originally. It came to PS3, Vita, PS4 yesterday. It's a lot of fun. Some tough puzzles in there. The trophies in the game are insane.
Yeah.
Because there's 10 trophies. The trophy names are 1, 2, 3, 4,
through 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No descriptions.
Huh.
You can beat this game and not get a single trophy.
Huh.
Because the 10 trophies are defined 10 hidden like computer terminals in the game. And I don't know how anybody found any of them ever.
That's
Isn't
like
that
whole
cheats are for?
That whole thing for like Trials. Did you see the thing in like Trials Fusion or whatever?
No.
The third key. There's like this huge like We'll have to link this entire, like some guy put together like the entire thing. There's, it's actually like one of the coolest like Easter eggs I've ever heard of in my entire life. There's a guy that explains the entire thing. I'll make you watch the video when we're done.
Okay.
I don't want to like fuck it up at all because it is actually like really well done. So I'll have to like find it. I'll have to find a link for this video and then we'll just put it in the description for people to watch because it's
if
seriously
I remember.
Like, dude, it blew my mind. Blew my fucking mind. So, yeah, I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't want to fuck it up.
No.
Like, I'll find the video.
Like,
and
these
link
computer
it.
Terminals, I gave up and I just used a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Because I like checking trophies and achievements before I start a game to see if there's anything missable.
Right.
Because I hate missable achievements.
Yeah.
And, like, I looked, it's like trophies, 10. Missable trophies, 10. That's not good.
Yeah.
So I looked up and you can get them pretty much any time as long as that area is open.
Oh, okay.
But if you hit that point of no return with the last terminal before the finale, you'll miss everything. So just as I've been going along, I've been keeping an eye on like where they are, and I'll try to find them myself.
Yeah.
But it's impossible because I don't know how anyone ever found any of these.
Yeah.
Legitimately, unless like a developer was like, hey, look in these places.
Well, and that's the thing. Like that's I really want you to watch this video when we're done with the whole Trials thing, because it's been going on since the first Trials game.
Nice.
And it's this huge fucking, like, there was stuff in the real world that you had to find.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it's fucking really involved. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the gold chests that were in the Destiny beta. There were five of them,
mm-hmm.
and they were all in, like, except for one, which was in plain sight in the first mission.
Yeah.
They're all pretty out of the way. Like, you have to fly up to a certain area or check behind a waterfall.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I can't wait for Destiny.
I want to play that game
that,
so bad.
That will be heavily played when that comes out in September. Which, oh, there's a little bit more news. A lot of disappointed customers as...
Oh, yeah.
Many, many Ghost Edition pre-orders have been getting canceled. I know Best Buy and other retailers are canceling recent Ghost Edition pre-orders as demand outweighs expected supply. I know Josh... My friend Josh, I don't think he's ever done the show.
Okay.
But he pre-ordered like the 360 version of the Ghost Edition just to get the Ghost Edition. And he was going to get the digital Xbox One version. His Best Buy order got canceled. And he got a $50 off a $50 Xbox credit.
Huh.
So he pretty much got $50 for Xbox for free.
That's not bad, though. That's
yeah.
kind of cool.
But like these... They're selling for a lot on eBay.
I can imagine.
Average price right now for pre-orders is over $500.
That's insane.
And there's been, I know I've seen some sell for over a grand.
That's retarded.
For a pre-order.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I will say, if Amazon cancels mine, I will be furious since I pre-ordered it the day pre-orders went live.
That's crazy, man.
Because I know.
For a pre-order? Jeez, man.
I know. If something goes wrong, I don't want to be the one like, oh, I can't find a pre-order. Because that's happened before.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it. But I guarantee you, if I pre-order something ahead of time expecting it to sell out, there'll be millions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
The GameStop I went to yesterday... Which I got to get the guy there, Bill. I got to get him on the show sometime. I keep asking yeah. him, but he went to Knoebels today.
Can't fault him on that one.
No, not at all. But he was telling me that there's a guy at his store who comes in and pre-orders at least two of every collector edition. One to keep
and one,
and
to,
one
sell.
To sell.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out for him, like Destiny obviously will.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't, like the fact that he's sitting on three Titanfalls.
Three?
He bought four of them.
That's dumb.
One for himself and the other. They were limited. But
yeah.
I guess, you know, you can only have so many people willing to shell out that much.
That's a lot of money.
So those were $250 each.
That's a lot of money. I mean, I feel dumb because I didn't do that with like the Diablo ones, because the Diablo ones always went pretty well.
Well, Reaper of Souls, not really.
It still went pretty good.
I can get a collector edition for Reaper of Souls for $50.
Really?
Yes. At that same GameStop.
Huh.
They have one. $49.99.
Huh. Well, I'm talking about like when they first come out, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not going to hold on to one to resell like down the road. Most of the time, like, if I was going to flip collector's editions, I would do it like... as the game is coming out.
True.
You know what I mean?
When people are freaking out like, oh, I can't find one anywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't find one.
Because that's, I mean, a lot of people that I know that have that kind of bankroll, they just do that to cover the cost of them having the game. Like they could essentially, like if they just get, you know, most of the time, if you're reselling it at the time that they come out, if it's something that's hard to get, you can sell it for normally double, so it covers the cost of whatever one you keep for yourself.
Yeah, depending on the game, too.
Yeah. Because even like the honestly, like even like Diablo, the collector's edition was like $100.
Yeah.
Like, you know, within the first couple weeks of it coming out, once there wasn't that many around, they were going for about $200. I know the ones for Diablo 3 vanilla, like those were selling for about $250.
Yeah.
So
I remember seeing one at the Bloom GameStop, and it was Friday after it came out. And I know Friday is the day, like that's been your 48 hours, 72 hours. Yep. It was like, is that anyone's?
Right.
And we picked it up.
Yeah.
That's when I found out I needed a new video card.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you can't play Diablo 2, are you talking about 2 or 3?
3.
Well,
you see
right.
The Diablo 3 sitting on my shelf over there?
Well, yeah. But I'm talking about like, cause it comes with the Soul Stone with the USB drive that has.
Yeah, Diablo 3 wouldn't play.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Because it was jittery as crap.
I found Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Der Bärbler?
Der Bärbler.
I found it.
There you go.
Good job.
Any other news, Joe?
I don't think so. We went through pretty much everything.
Well, it's a slightly lengthy episode.
Let me refresh. I'll see if there's anything else that just came out in the past hour that we've been talking.
Hour and a half.
Sleeping Dogs confirmed.
Yep. Went over that.
Oh, PlayStation Now is in open beta now.
I think you mentioned
that. So now, I was in closed beta before, but now everybody could hate the horrible pricing.
Oh, well, there you go.
For PlayStation Now, which caused internet personality JonTron to get in some hot water with Tumblr.
Oh, yes,
because,
yes, yes.
Because he
properly the term.
Called the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Now retarded for the pricing, which is quite accurate.
Yeah, if you look up the actual definition of retarded,
it pretty much matches what PlayStation Now is.
It is. It's
like
correct.
Charging $3 to rent a game for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That is retarded.
Yeah,
that is legit retarded.
It is. It really is. Freaking almost headbutted the microphone again.
But it's 2014, and you're not allowed to call anything on the internet these days. So
because stuff. Nah, it's okay. It's whatever.
I miss the 90s and the 80s when you could call someone a gay retard and no one would blink an eye.
They're like, I didn't know about this up until last week, but Jim Jeffries, you ever listen to him?
Yeah.
All right. He has a TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
It actually got canceled.
Did it? Yeah. I saw it on FX. Netflix, just kind of like flipping through, and I'm like, oh. Huh.
Yeah, it was on FXX.
I can see that.
Jim Jeffries is going to be doing stand-up.
For?
I want to say in like Pittsburgh area.
Really?
Yeah, it's part of the, I think it's Funny or Die Oddball Comedy Festival, where they have giant lineups at like a bunch of different places.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be doing it, I think the closest is Holmdon, New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty short.
Like 3-hour drive. Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman. Trying to think who all's on that.
If it was Jim Jeffries, I'd be there. Jim Jeffries is actually like currently like alive comics. I think Jim Jeffries is my favorite.
The bummer is that like the shows Jim Jeffries is doing, Louis C.K. isn't.
I could see that. I mean, they appeal to the same audience. I would presume. Because I enjoy Louis C.K., don't get me wrong, but like, I don't know, Jim Jeffries has like a little bit more of an edge to him that I enjoy. It's he's ridiculous.
Holmdel, New Jersey, Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman, Chris D'Elia, Dave Attell, Hannibal Buress, Jeff Ross,
Dave Attell.
Michael Che.
Dave Attell would be fun too.
They have a Camden show, which has Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman, Brent Morin, Chris D'Elia, Hannibal Buress, Dave Attell.
Hannibal Buress is good, too.
So the Holmdel one is a better lineup.
Yeah.
Burgettstown, PA, out by Pittsburgh. Sarah Silverman, Bill Burr, Brent Morin, Chris D'Elia, Chris Hardwick, Hannibal Buress, Jim Jeffries, Michael Che.
That's the one I want to go to.
I would rather go to the Holmdel one because I want to see Louis C.K.
Dude, like, Bill Burr was on that too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Bill Burr, Hardwick, and Jim Jeffries. Yeah, dude, I'm there. Like, that's infinitely more.
Yeah, but no Dave Attell, no Jeff Ross, no Louis
Jeff
C.K.
Ross would be cool, too, actually.
See, I'd want to go with Jeff
that's
Ross
tough, actually.
On the chance that he would roast you. because he'll
yeah,
be
but I'd
like,
want to check. I would like to attempt to meet Chris Hardwick and Jim Jeffries. Like, I think I would want to meet those two people more. Like, I'm sure, like, meeting Louis C.K. would be cool, but I'm sure, like, you could have a really interesting, like, odd conversation with Chris Hardwick or Jim Jeffries.
I would rather meet Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Because you could easily go out drinking with him.
Yeah. Well, you could probably do that with Jim Jeffries, too.
Yeah.
He may want to do coke with you, too, but... Yeah. But Jim Jeffries, I see, like, here's the thing. If I'm going to party with a celebrity, and especially if it's going to be a comic, the top of my list is Jim Jeffries. like Jim Jeffries is probably, that's going to be one of those things where I'm going to have a story to tell for the rest of my life as long as I survive. Like,
that's the problem there.
It's worth it. That's totally worth it in my eyes. Like, if I survive that night, it's going to be the greatest story that I could ever tell, ever. And then on the opposite side of that spectrum, I would really want to try and meet Chris Hardwick, because it would be one of those things where it's like, I just nerd the fuck out with him, and it would be like I'm hanging out with, like, any of my other friends. So it's like, I would probably enjoy both sides of the coin in that aspect equally.
Maybe.
So... You know, in any chance that I would have to meet both of them and they're in the same location, like, that just makes it easier.
I still think I'd rather go see Louis C.K.
See, I think, like, meeting Louis C.K., it would probably be like, oh, I'm glad that you're a fan. Bye. Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to, like, actually hang
out
with him.
If you really wanted to see Jim Jeffries, I think the Chicago show would be the one to go to.
Why? What's in
Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, Bill Burr, Chris D'Elia, Chris Hardwick, Hannibal Buress, Jim Jeffries, Michael Che.
Ooh.
Chris Hardwick in Chicago, who is friends with CM Punk, who lives in Chicago.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. That's very smart.
Sunday, August 31st, Chicago, Illinois.
That is way too soon. That is way too soon.
The one in Homedale, Jersey is 17th.
Well, yeah, looks like that's not happening.
Tickets aren't cheap either.
it's good to dream.
True.
That's where you saw Rammstein. I'm still really upset that I didn't get to go to that show in New York. I was sick as fuck. Couldn't go. So, how about music?
I think in honor of Hyrule Warriors, I'm going to play some Zelda stuff. I don't know what yet. I got to go through what I have on my compooper. But we're going to play some Legend of Zelda music.
Play mine at the end.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I like that. How about my favorite one, Legend of Zelda.
We played that recently, though, didn't we?
I think it was like a month ago or two. I don't remember.
We'll see. Because I like trying to play
new stuff.
Different stuff. It could still make it. Who knows?
It might.
I'll check what's there.
We'll see.
Play your wedding song.
My wedding song?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one? You had multiple?
Guitaru Man.
That's Guitaru Man. That's
we're
not
talking
Zelda.
Zelda.
No, I'm just saying. That's a fun song to play.
That would have to be on like a different episode
Is this a Zelda themed
Zelda
episode?
Because Hyrule Warriors.
Well, we talked about Hyrule Warriors and he asked what music I'm going to play. I'm going to be like, well, for Hyrule Warriors, I might as well play some Zelda music.
Get hyped.
Plus the 1UPs never officially recorded their Guitaru Man track.
They didn't?
No.
Oh.
So I would have to play Ale Sean's version.
It's a bootleg.
Which I know Sean probably doesn't listen to this at all, but want to send best wishes to his son Donovan, who broke his arm in Mexico.
He broke his arm in Mexico?
Yeah.
That's a
like
story.
Going down a slide.
I was just going to say, doing what?
At a playground. He went headfirst down a slide and landed on his arm wrong.
That sucks.
So Ashley and I are going to head to a GameStop and pick up some Lego games for him and send them to him.
Hey, remember that one time you let me break my arm?
Let me break my arm. How How do you let someone break their arm?
Yeah. You and
remember
my
when you sat on our dog, Mary?
I was two.
That shut her up.
I was two.
All right, so we'll figure out some Legend of Zelda. Yeah.
Legend of Zelda music.
Music. Final words?
Bye.
Bye.
I was just going to say, hey, Mary, do you have final words? And she cut me off. So okay, go ahead. Say it again, Mary.
Return of Ganon.